Nurses, teachers and tradies, they're just some of the workers being singled out by the Coalition as voters who will be better off under a re-elected Morrison government as the battle over income tax cuts takes centre stage in this election campaign. The government's released some new tax tables that show that all workers earning more than $40,000 a year would be better off under its ambitious plan to flatten the tax rates. But it could come at a high cost. The Grattan Institute has calculated that spending would have to be slashed by about $40 billion a year to pay for that tax relief. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, who's in a tough battle to save his blue ribbon seat of Kooyong, is in our Melbourne studio. Treasurer, welcome back to Breakfast.
Always nice to be with you, Fran.
Your tables that you've released show that teachers, nurses, police officers, tradies, the full gamut of working and middle-income earners would be up to $4,000 better off under your tax cut plan than under Labor's. But this wouldn't be so until 2024-25, which is another two elections away beyond this one. So it's all a bit academic, isn't it?
Well, actually, we've legislated significant tax relief already. $144 billion from the last budget has been legislated against the wishes of the Labor Party, and that will see the average worker better off under our plan. And you've got NATSEM independent modelling showing that somebody on average full-time earnings will be over $1,000 a year better off under us.
And under just the first legislated tax cuts?
Well, that's under the, when it's fully rolled out in 24-25, but if you're someone who's
with both plans though, not just the one legislated.
In that case it is, but when you've got somebody who's on $90,000, under our legislated changes in 22-23, they will be getting 32.5 cents in the dollar, coming down just 2 years later to 30 cents in the dollar, whereas under Labor, they'll be paying 37 cents in the dollar. You see, our tax plan is in two stages. There's the immediate relief, which puts $1,080 into the pockets of hardworking Australians who are earning up to $126,000. And then there's the long-term structural reform, which seeks to tackle bracket creep by creating one big tax bracket between $45,000 and $200,000, where 94% of taxpayers pay no more than 30 cents
okay.
in the dollar.
So you want to give 94% of the workforce a tax cut, fair enough, but what will the economy be doing in 2024? Because if you can't answer that question, why would any of the voters believe that they'll ever get this tax cut?
Well, I can answer that question, and the economy continues to grow and grow strongly with more jobs being created.
But you can't say what the economy is going to be doing in 2024, can you?
Well, that's the whole purpose of a budget, to lay out a 10-year economic plan.
Well, it might be the purpose of a budget, but also growth forecasts are phenomenally unreliable 3 years out, let alone 10 years out. I mean, we know there's a global slowdown coming. Why would anyone believe that any government, this is not aimed at you, but any government would be able to say what the economy is going to be doing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years out?
Well, the first thing to say is the Australian economy is growing faster than any G7 country except the United States. And so we have been very successful in managing the economy. Now, we're coming in, as you rightly point out, to some challenges, both globally with a slowdown in growth, but also domestically, the impacts of flood and drought are playing out on our economy. The answer to make the horse go faster is to provide tax relief, is to put $100 billion into infrastructure, is to create 80,000 new apprentices. It's not to put more lead in the saddlebag, which is what the Labor Party is proposing with $387 billion.
Sure, but just to stay with your tax cut plan, because it's not just Labor rubbishing your tax cuts as in the never never. Peter Costello also chimed in. He's a celebrated Liberal, former Liberal treasurer. He says that you're promising something two terms in the future, and quote, "I think the public has figured all that out." If Peter Costello isn't taking your tax cuts to the bank, why would anyone else?
Well, Peter Costello congratulated us on the budget because he said
but these were direct criticisms of your tax cut plan.
Yeah, what he did say is that we're providing immediate tax relief, we're paying back Labor's debt, and we're growing the economy. Now, we've already legislated, and this is a key point for your listeners to understand, we have already legislated significant tax reform because we want people to earn more and to keep more of what they earn. The Labor Party, it's not just income tax where they're hitting people. They're hitting people on retirees, they're hitting people on their housing, they're hitting people on their superannuation and, of course, family businesses. So whatever the question is, Labor's answer is higher taxes. We are reducing taxes but also growing the economy right through the medium term.
Okay, all up, stages 2 and 3 of your tax plan, which Labor opposes, would cost $230 billion. Now, the Grattan Institute has worked out that to pay for the cuts and keep the budget in surplus, you'd have to cut spending by about $40 billion a year by 2030. What would you cut? Health, education, the NDIS?
We're actually increasing spending on health and education and other essential services.
But overall spending would have to be cut, according to Grattan. Do you agree with these figures?
Well, no, they're wrong. And also, most important... Well, because what we're doing is we're getting more people into work and therefore government spending is less. That's the key point. So that where our savings, where our budget has come, budget surplus has come from, is actually by getting a record number of people in work, and the proportion of working age Australians who are on welfare is the lowest in 30 years.
Yes,
that's
but
the
if
great
we look
story.
At your budget, Treasurer, the years 2, 3, 4, employment growth is slowing.
Well, actually,
in your budget?
No, in the budget, it makes it very clear that unemployment will remain at 5%. Right now, it's 4.9%, nearly the lowest.
And employment growth is set to slow,
Well, and actually, employment growth has been strong and will continue to be strong, but the answer is not higher taxes. And in relation to the Grattan Institute analysis, let me make it very clear. Our spending as a proportion of the overall economy in 2019-2020 is 24.6%. It was 25.4 when we came to government. So we've actually reduced that by getting more people into work. It decreases to 23.6% by the end of the medium term, which is 29-30. That is still higher spending than the last year of the Howard government, which was 23.1. So to say that our spending assumptions are wrong on the basis of history or everything else is actually itself an inaccuracy, because what we're doing is maintaining spending on essential services in record amounts, but also getting the budget back into a strong position through getting more people into work.
Given these tax cuts, or half of them, are legislated, if it did come down to a binary choice, if the economy slows, if the global outlook doesn't deliver what you're hoping and the Australian economy doesn't deliver, would it come down to a binary choice? Would you pay for these tax cuts by cutting spending or pushing the budget back into deficit?
Well, firstly, these tax cuts are non-negotiable because they actually strengthen the economy. But the second point is they're not mutually exclusive from the record spending on essential services that we've actually guaranteed. And as the Prime Minister and I and other ministers have been making clear over recent days, our mental health spending, the support that we're giving for kids with autism in schools, the fact that we've been able to list 2,000 drugs on the PBS, all of that is possible from a strong economy that's putting more money into people's pockets, because that is their money, not the government's.
Yeah, sure. So you're saying it's a strong economy. Labor says, well, this is on the never-never, and Chris Bowen describes the tax cuts in the out years as utterly unsustainable, unaffordable and irresponsible. And Labor is also claiming the mantle of small C conservative, which would consider tax relief for low and middle income earners when you have a clear line of sight on the economic circumstances. Does Labor have the right to claim that mantle of small C conservatives who are more fiscally prudent and responsible?
Look, the Labor Party doesn't know if they're Arthur or Martha on tax. You had Wayne Swan, who said it was economically disastrous to touch negative gearing. Now you've got a Labor Party in exactly the wrong time for the housing market, proposing to put everyone's home value down and their rents up.
Your former Treasurer, Joe Hockey, said negative gearing needs to be looked at.
Nobody on our side said abolish negative gearing as we know it and increase capital gains tax by 50%, which was what Labor is doing.
No.
On the retirees tax, you had Simon Crean saying that this would be, when he was the Shadow Treasurer, this would be great for low-income earners and retirees. And you've got Bill Shorten framing over 1 million Australian retirees as tax cheats and saying that they're receiving a gift, when this has been a bipartisan understanding of dividend imputation policy for the last two decades. You've got Labor taxing mothers who want to get back into the workforce after having a child and wanting to put more money into superannuation. You've got Paul Keating criticising the Labor Party for stamping out aspiration by increasing the highest rate of income tax from 47% to 49%. You know, the list goes on, where Labor has walked back from bipartisanship, walked back from its own position. You even had Bill Shorten saying that income tax reform was having a 30 cents in the dollar top rate of marginal tax. He's walked away from anything he ever believed in.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 14 to 8. Our guest is Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. Can we come to the fight you've got on your hands in your own Melbourne seat of Kooyong? It's a blue ribbon Liberal seat, as blue ribbon as they come, 12.8% margin. But you're facing strong challenges by the independent Oliver Yates and the Greens candidate Julian Burnside. You're being targeted by GetUp, Anecdotal evidence suggests the Libs are throwing enormous resources to try and save your seat. How much are you spending on your campaign and how worried are you?
Well, we're obviously spending what is necessary to ensure that the people of Kooyong continue to hear the message of what we're delivering.
$1 million?
But also the risk that you would pose from a Green or from the Labor Party who don't subscribe to our low tax, high growth, more jobs agenda.
Are you spending $1 million?
I'm not spending $1 million. What I'm doing is I'm spending what is necessary to ensure that the message gets through. But I have to say, our political opponents are also spending a lot of money. But I'm not complacent about the seat. No seat you take for granted. But what I do know is as I was out on Glenferrie Road train station yesterday morning or speaking last night at a Rotary Club or the day before at a U3A in my electorate is that the people understand what I have delivered for my community, that I continue to work hard for my community, that a vote for the Greens is a vote for inheritance tax, a vote for the Greens is a vote for dismantling the US alliance as we know it.
Okay, just very briefly, GetUp's planning to cold call voters in your seat tonight, alerting voters, it says, quote, to the bad things you've done, which include, quote, part of the coup that removed Malcolm Turnbull. Are you vulnerable with this GetUp campaign?
Well, GetUp was helped funded by Bill Shorten and now they're doing his dirty work. So, you know, I think I've no time for them. They're not impartial. We've been talking to lots of people in the electorate and I have to say the feedback is very positive.
Josh Frydenberg, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. And a reminder, you can find that interview shortly on the ABC Listen app and also follow all the election coverage right across the ABC on the website abc.net.au/AustraliaVotes. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 12 minutes to 8.